the race car song.
Oh, my God.
Miss Julianne.
That's awesome.
Didn't see that coming, did you, Julianne?
Oh, man, you got me. I was like, wait a second.
I recognize this song.
Wait a minute, that's me.
Yeah. I like it, though. I like that song. So when it came out, I was like, all right, okay. You picked a good one.
No, it's a fun song. I definitely like that one. I was going to do some of the other kids' songs, but I went, no, I like the race car song. That's kind of cool.
Oh, no, that's like, I actually legitimately like, you know, the chord progressions of that song. Like, it's really fun.
That was good.
Yeah.
It was definitely good. It's time for Concord Food Co-op. 8:33 is the time. Greg back in the house. Morning, Greg.
Good morning. Well, sort of in the house, on the outside of the house, but yeah.
Okay, well.
But we're all in this together.
Though. When can you go back in? 2 weeks outside or what?
The co-op, of course, is still functioning, and later on in the show I'll tell you, you know, about our curbside service, but I'm still at the office anyway.
I got you. All right. And with you today, we're going to talk again something that both of our guests know something about, Julianne Hartley, musical therapist, that's her. And nutritional therapist uses music and nutritional therapy to address a variety of conditions, including dementia, developmental disabilities, anxiety, and children who have been affected by the opioid crisis. Recently released a new album called Miss Julianne Therapeutic Songs for Kids. And for more info and to hear the race car song, you can go to MissJulianne.com.
And you might need it right about this time with the kids all at home.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been doing a lot of live streams on Facebook. So if you have kids at home, just follow me on Facebook and come join our live streams.
Yes.
Sweet.
That's awesome. And our very good friend, Sarah Woods Kenner, is also with us here, a clinical herbalist, owner of Sacred Tree Herbals in Meredith. You could visit her on the web at sacredtreeherbals.com. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Sarah's, are you off the grid yet?
We're totally off the grid.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
That is amazing.
I think that's so cool.
Yeah, and my internet is spotty and my cell phone is spotty, and it's raining, which usually makes it worse, so I'm glad you can hear me.
No, it's all good. No, it is all good. So, something we've talked about before, but again, I had one of my dogs out. What's today? Today's Friday. Had one of my dogs out Tuesday, and Gunner and I were out walking. Got back at the house, and all of a sudden I look, and thank God I have yellow labs. And, yep, there's a tick. I'm like, oh, man.
I know.
Okay,
They've been out.
I saw some early, but now I'd gone through, like, 10 days, hadn't pulled a tick off me. And I went, okay, this is good. And now a reminder that, yeah, they haven't been frozen. They haven't been snowed out. They haven't been washed away in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
They're still there.
They're still
it's
there.
So funny.
They live a long time.
I noticed the same thing, right? Where it was just like, at first they were really bad, and then we had that 10 days where it wasn't so bad, and I was like, oh, okay, this is great. And then, of course, it just suddenly, they come back with a vengeance.
Oh, man, do they ever. And so, we're establishing routines and protocols for COVID-19, but you got to do the same thing for ticks. You've got to get into the habit of checking yourself and doing the whole clothes thing. You got to do it. And me, when I know that the ticks are out, peel off the clothes, throw them in the dryer for 20 minutes. When I come back in, try to cook anything that's on me. If I missed it, check the dogs, check yourself. Mm-hmm. But you've got to get into that routine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it really helps to have a tick check partner, too, because you really have to check all the spots. Like,
that's right.
You know, you really need someone who can check all the spots for you that you can't check.
Make it fun, right, Julianne? Make it fun.
Yeah, I think the timing is good because everybody, they're at home, but they're not staying at home. Everybody's getting out for a walk, and the dogs are out for a walk with them, so everybody's in the woods. So the timing of this topic about Lyme, and I think what's really misunderstood is how devastating it can be. And I think a lot of us probably know people with Lyme, but I mean the extent of the damage that it can do your body is just phenomenal. When mm-hmm. you talk to somebody, or Julianne can kind of go through a lot of what she's been through. Sarah's saying that, she has Lyme, her daughter has Lyme. So people with experience to know that this is something very, very serious that needs to be avoided at all costs.
Oh, the fact that she is still upright, walking and singing is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, it's taken a lot of work to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that it's, you know, Lyme, I've been helping people with Lyme for over a decade, and one of the hardest things about Lyme isn't really the Lyme itself, it's the co-infections that can go with Lyme. There's a lot of different bacteria and other things that are in those ticks that can cause problems that might look like Lyme, but it's one in particular is Babesia, which is a co-infection that goes with Lyme, that I find that when people have a hard time recovering from Lyme or a tick bite that they think is Lyme, it's likely Babesia. We're just going to take, there's layers of this as well. It's just Lyme.
So is your at risk for coronavirus heightened because of the Lyme disease?
I would say that Lyme creates an immune suppressed situation because your body is always trying to get back into that homeostasis and trying to deal with spirochetes that really affect every system of the body. So, yeah.
So Peter, I know, like, just from my perspective with Lyme, I think we've talked about this before. So, as Sarah was saying, Lyme can affect the immune system. And what we know right now at this point in my body that I have clinically a suppressed immune system where I'm no longer making adequate antibodies to bacterial infections and some viral infections. Mm-hmm. And that can be as a result of what the Lyme and the co-infections are actually doing in the body, like some of their chemical reactions that they're actually producing in the body. So I think it is definitely safe to say that if someone has Lyme disease or is struggling with these co-infections, it's really important to be extra vigilant right now.
If you have Lyme disease, can you get your immune system back to where it was before you were infected?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, is that through what? Is that through sleep and diet and supplements or what? Or just do I wait for it to run its course of time?
Well, it doesn't really run its course. It's one of these, it's a bacterial parasite that will, you know, cycle in your body, and it really doesn't go away. In my opinion, and I know there's lots of different opinions out there, but, you know, this is the experience I've had that, you know, it lingers and it capitalizes on your weaknesses. And it will capitalize on a weak point, especially if you're already sick. So sometimes people kind of relapse into Lyme after they or during a sickness or, you know, your viral load, your bacterial load is high. Just helping people with herbs is what I've been doing in mushrooms. Mushrooms for sure will help stabilize, support, and repair the immune system, and of course gut health. So you've mentioned several things that are helpful, and it's never just one thing. It's never just the herbs. It's adequate sleep. It's good diet. It's keeping your gut healthy, and it's, you know, using herbs to help support that immune system as well.
Sarah, do you remember the day that the doctor or somebody said, "Yeah, you have Lyme disease"? Do you remember what was going through your head when they told you that?
Well, I actually had to tell them that because I went through several different, I went to dentists and doctors and endocrinologists and or a neurologist for my daughter, and they wanted to give her prednisone. And I said, if this is Lyme, you know, you really shouldn't be doing steroids with Lyme because it disseminates into the body more. That's kind of what happened with me. And I let them do steroids because at that point in time, I really wasn't, you know, aware and experienced enough with this disease. So It did disseminate further into my body, and I got something what we call neuroLyme. And it's taken me quite a few years to get out of that, state of health. And So I had to actually educate them.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
Now, Julianne, how about you when you found out?
Oh, totally similar journey. I mean, I initially thought it was Lyme, but I couldn't get a test till 3 years later because my doctor kept telling me I was just stressed. And, so it was a really long journey. And by the time I was diagnosed, I had a brain injury and my vision has been impaired since. Yeah.
And again, because we don't know, the longer you sit there and wait, you actually have Lyme disease, but you don't know it yet. You haven't been tested for it. You're thinking, oh, I'm just off. I'm sore. I was out working, so my joints, okay, blah, blah, blah. So the longer you wait without having it diagnosed, did Lyme just take that opportunity to make itself further at home in your body?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think definitely it's one of those things where the sooner you can get treatment, the better. But, you know, that's also to be, I also just want to throw this out there, that just because you got bit by a tick doesn't 100% mean you're going to get Lyme disease. Some people have really strong immune systems and can fight it off right away. But I think it's definitely really, given the circumstances that, that could occur if your immune system is not able to handle it right away, it's really important to be proactive about getting treatment if you have a deer tick bite in particular.
So if I don't know, and if I, but if I've been out in the woods, do I go see my PCP, my primary care, and say, hey, I want to be tested for Lyme. There is a test. Do I have to ask for it, or do I wait for them to suggest it?
I find that you have to advocate for yourself, because a lot of times it can be, we call Lyme the great imitator, because it can manifest in different ways, like stress, right? It could be just a stressful situation. So, yeah, advocate for yourself. You can go and get the tick tested. There's a the university in Amherst will test the tick, so then you can know if it has Lyme or co-infections right away. There's a conundrum with testing and treatment. A lot of times the doctors won't treat unless you get a positive test. And unfortunately, that 2 or 3, 4 week window is really important to treat at that time, so it doesn't disseminate into the body quickly, which is, you know, if they're not going to give you antibiotics, this is where the herbs can come in. They're not going to hurt you, and they're going to actually help you go, you know, get to health a lot quicker than you waiting around for an antibiotic.
Right, and your test could also come back negative, which may be a false negative.
I mean, that's why it's so important just to go. I mean, like, I think at this point, a lot of practitioners are kind of just testing the tick and treating based off of what co-infections come off of that tick, right? Or, what, you know, all the infections that can come off of that tick that they're measuring in the labs. I feel like that's probably the most secure way of knowing what to actually go after.
Right, which makes it important to if you do find a tick or find that the tick has bit you, save that thing.
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
You know?
So, Sarah, I would love to personally hear, like, what are some of the herbs that you might recommend to someone in that very initial stage, just maybe while they're waiting for the doctor's appointment or, like, while they're waiting to go see an herbal practitioner like you? Like, what's something they can do to get started right at the beginning, right before they're even able to get antibiotics or
Well, right away I would put you on some kind of medicinal mushroom. So every time I see a client or, you know, a person that needs help, it's catered exactly to their body, right, their constitution. And Lyme is no different than, you know, any other issue that you're helping someone with. You want to cater it to their symptoms, their body type. So right away I would pick up some mushrooms for them.
Would you do, like, turkey tail or cordyceps or something?
I would do turkey tail, cordyceps. I actually have a 14-mushroom blend that I use a lot with people that I've made what I call a deep forest immunity. And that's pretty much what I use now as
yeah.
What I use
I'm a big fan of all the medicinal mushrooms. They're great.
My immune system. What was that?
I'm just a huge fan of all the medicinal mushrooms. But right now I'm finding the turkey tail is really helping me.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's keeping a lot of people healthy. And so I use other herbs I use are cat's claw. I use astragalus for acute Lyme. I use things like nettles and burdock to help with kidneys and liver. A lot of people who don't get well, their issue is poor immune function, usually poor gut, and their pathways of detoxification are not as they're not very good. Let's put it that way. They're not very efficient.
Okay, hold it. Hang on.
Okay.
Before the two of you go into a seminar, what is turkey tail mushrooms? What, I don't know what that is. You guys are talking about it like, you know, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So what's really cool about all these herbs that you're talking about is that there are things that grow around here, right? Like a lot of these things we can find in our backwoods. I'll let Sarah say more about turkey tail, but it's just so cool that there's so many medicinal options and plants available all around us.
That's right. And I'm just going to have to take the crew on a little foraging walk. You guys can come out to the land, and I'll show you what turkey tail looks like. It grows on the birch. It grows on several different trees, but you mostly find it on the white birch, or I do anyway, around here. Lovely mushroom that's, you know, there's lots of clinical research out there in regards to turkey tail and breast cancer. But, you know, for the most part, I use it for just immune function in general, but all medicinal mushrooms have a positive effect on the immune system. So That's why I stick to blends a lot than just one, because I find you can target different.
Sarah, can you remind people how to get in contact with you? I think, after hearing this information, that I would believe some people would want to reach out to you. Can you remind people how they can do that?
Yeah, well, I own Sacred Tree Herbals in Meredith. It's 48 Main Street. Come in and after all this is over, clearly don't come in now, but when COVID-19 is over, come on in or email me at sarah@sarahsherbs.com. There's no H in the Sarah. And my website is sarahsherbs.com. So
there you go.
We are.
All right. Well, look, I'll tell you what. I've got to go find a picture of this while we're going to take a break. I got to find out what this turkey tail mushroom looks like. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more.
I'm guessing a turkey tail.
Well, I don't know if it is or
just
not.
Just throwing that out there.
But I'm going to check.
That's a good guess.
We'll be back right after this.
I read so I can explore. I read so I can explore. When I read, I can really learn more. I read so I can explore. Hey, Joey, where do you want to go?
I want to go to space.
Well, let's open up a book. Boom goes the rocket, we go out to space. Boom goes the rocket, we go out to space. I'm really excited.
It's a catchy little thing. I like this.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Julianne Therapeutic Songs for Kids. No, that's cute. Boom Goes the Rocket. That's fun. That's fun.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love any Queen references you can get in there, too.
Peter, I want to put in a couple plugs for the co-op, if I have a minute.
Absolutely.
Oh, you still here, Greg?
So, keep repelling. I just wanted to say that at the co-op, we have organic Yaya dog whisper and click. So tick repellents, if you're out there and walking around in the woods, get the organic tick repellents for you and your pets. And I also wanted the Roundup at the Register program. I wanted to just give an update on that. There was a I'm just going to read something very, very quick.
Okay.
This is from Susan Tisch, Vice President of Grin State Dog Recovery, wrote, although we were nominated as the able recipient of the Concord Food Co-op's Rounded Up at the Register program, after speaking with the board of directors in this climate, we don't want to take the money from the community when so many people are struggling. Please direct all April donations received to our program to the Friends program. We hope you understand and appreciate all that you do.
Wow.
Oh, that's so... That's amazing.
That's
amazing.
Great.
That's generous.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So the program's going great. We're at like 46,000 in slightly under a year, a month under a year. So
wow. The
program's going great. But I thought that was a very, very nice gesture in this that's crazy time.
That is a wonderful gesture. Now that so all donations received at the Rounded Up program, Rounded Up at the Register program, will be diverted to the Friends program this month.
That is correct.
Okay. Wow.
And one last mention for the co-op. We have two programs for at-risk individuals. If you are 60 and over, you can shop at the co-op from 7 to 8 in the morning. That's a private hour of shopping. And that's if you are, 60 and older or at risk. And Julianne's husband was in the other morning shopping.
Yep.
He can't.
Full mask, everything ready to take care of me, but yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so even if you're isolating with somebody that's at risk, take advantage of that service. And we also have, you can get an form online, and you can place your order to get curbside pickup. So that's for at-risk individuals as well. So I just wanted to put that out there as well.
Wow. All right. And again, for those who have forgotten, even though you've listened to the segment, we've kidded about, I'm an owner. Everybody is welcome to shop at the co-op. You don't have to be a member. It would be nice. There are some perks and bennies that go with it. But even if you don't, you can still shop the co-op. Right, Greg?
Yep, absolutely correct. Thank you. And it's $100 one time. All the benefits of being an owner are online on our website. And we just added a considerable amount of them. And we launched it at a time when this virus hit. So I think those new benefits will really pick up once individuals are, back to their normal lives.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, well.
You know what I just want to say, too? I don't work for the co-op, right? But I've been so impressed with the way the co-op has been ahead of the game on all of this, you know, creating those hours, those early morning hours before mm-hmm. anyone else in the state was doing it, and selling bread at wholesale prices and just doing things to really help support the community through this. And so you guys are doing a great job, Greg.
Thank you. Yeah, the general manager's been, he just has been glued to his desk just figuring it out. You know, there's so much information and so many different ways to, you know, try to make sure that everybody's safe. And, you know, we're an essential service and have to stay open. And then it's a matter of how do you keep the employees safe? How do you keep the customers safe? So he's been really working hard to make sure that happens.
Wow. Great job. Great job. And by the way, yeah. I am looking at a picture of turkey tail mushroom. Yeah, Pat, you're right.
It
looks like a turkey tail.
How about
that? Well, when a turkey fans out and the tail's, yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. So
when you see them in the woods, feel them because they feel so cool.
Now, you said what, birch tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I'm looking at this and it tells me to, cut it up and boil it. Bring the water to a boil, simmer for an hour, strain the mixture through a colander, add some turmeric, and oh, okay.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, that's what it is. But it says it's...
Just be careful not... Just don't boil it. Just if you're going to heat it, just make sure it's...
No, bring the water to a boil and then just simmer it is what it says.
Yeah, low heat.
It says great sources of potassium, riboflavin, niacin is high. Wow. Well, okay. I had no idea. This is a new thing. Thank you.
You can chop it up and throw it in some vodka, too, and then take the water from the liquid that you're boiling and take the vodka water after 6 weeks and mix them together, and you have yourself a double extraction. That's the best way to take mushrooms.
Well, look at that. Well, that's kind of cool. All right.
Yeah.
Do you do foraging walks, Sarah? I think most of us would be afraid to go out there and start picking mushrooms and putting them on our salad.
You don't want to be tricked.
Some education, a little bit. Do you actually do structured little foraging walks?
I do. I do them all throughout the summer. I'll probably do them from here this year. But prior years, I've actually done them through Canterbury Shaker Village, both medicinal ID walks and then specifically mushroom walks. Check out my website. I'll have some dates for those walks for this summer soon.
There you go.
Some nice social distancing walks.
Nice.
Sweet. Hey, that's welcome to the brave new world. That's where we are. So get used to it.
And I think, you know, talking about preparedness and, you know, for when things like this happen, it's just so important for families to know the basic weeds and herbs in their area that they could be eating in case we do have some sort of shortage in our food supply or something, or we need medicine. It's just so important to have someone like Sarah come to your property and walk around and also tell you like what you have available in your backyard.
Awesome.
I do that too. I saw on your website. That's great.
I want to point out too that, you know, there's this vitamin C shortage going on, you know, at least there was at one time. And if you look out and you look at all the white pines that are around us right now, they're loaded with C. So you can do some tiny little tea and dose yourself a quart a day or so and get, I don't know how much C is in there, but you're going to get quite a lot.
All right. Sarah, we got to run. Sarah, Julianne, Greg, Concord Food Co-op, guys,
good morning,
thank you.
From 6 to 10.